Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Let's stick tap our very own Sean Shapiro when talking about the Wild Stars with me on the post the other night, said the following. Let's just wait until Jesper Wallstat plays the Colorado Avalanche. So good point, and well done, Mr. Shapiro. And wow, I mean, that was Denver Broncos, Minnesota Vikings, that score. That was a crazy game, up and down. I'm just fascinated because I was saying for the few days after the Stars elimination, a good scouting report as far as what you feel as though the Stars could correct is by watching this next series. I'd say continue watching the series because I think it'll change from that game one. But wow, that was very, very interesting.
Yeah. Also, what a juxtaposition of a game where the Avalanche win a game where they have 9 goals. And later that night, the Canadians win a game where they have 9 shots.
Yes.
In the same day, right? Like, yeah. It's...
Yeah. Crazy. And by the way, I love John Cooper. Like, yeah. It's so funny that people are like, Glenn Gullitson needs to go. Well, guess who's exited the first round 4 straight years? Yeah. John Cooper. But I loved what he had to say after. He's like, we prepare him to play. I thought our guys played well. I mean, you look at the goals that Montreal scored. I mean, that's playoff hockey, just deflections and crazy bounces.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you get to Game 7, you just got to find a way to get it done, right? And that's yeah. It might not be the prettiest, and I don't know if Montreal deserved to win that series, right? Like, Tampa was probably in my mind, the better team slightly over the course of the series, I think, but Tampa didn't, but it's one of those where you got to find ways to get it done earlier and put a team away. And that's why Game 7s are so chaotic and fun. It's not always the best team. It's that sometimes it's just getting yourself to that stage, which is why when we talked about the Stars, right, going into game six and everything like that, I kind of felt that if whoever had won, remember, I think going in, you and I talked about it, whoever had won game six, I felt was going to win. Obviously, Minnesota won game six and won the series, but I felt if Dallas won game six, they probably get game seven. I think there's something to that chaos there. And so credit to Montreal. And
yeah,
I got to give some, I've said it before, but I've got to give some credit to Marty St. Louis. I always wondered how good of a coach he would be in the team element.
Sure.
I've heard some stories about how good of a coach he was with individuals and everything like that. And so see him put it together from a team perspective, it's been really impressive. So ton of credit to Marty St. Louis as someone who didn't know whether that was going to work or not. So,
yeah. And let's give credit to rookie goaltenders as Montreal moves on, Minnesota moves on, with their first time, in the NHL playoffs. And that is fascinating. And you have goalies like Swayman, Ottinger, Vasilevsky, knocked out. So, really interesting. I guess my question is, Sean, is that yes, first round, Gary Bettman, you were right. But then I'm looking at the matchups now and I'm like, okay, Philadelphia, Carolina, Montreal, Buffalo's interested for me as a hockey fan. Colorado, Minnesota. Okay. And, then we have, Vegas and Anaheim. So, you know, is this going to play out where the Western Conference Finals and Eastern Conference Finals, and I'm saying for the passive hockey fan, will there still be interest if, let's say, Philadelphia upsets or any one of those series, Carolina or Philadelphia playing? Like, I'm fascinated if it's like Buffalo versus Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a lot of there's going to be a lot of local interest for these remainder of these playoffs, no matter who's in. For example, Buffalo and Philly, and Boston are always the three largest viewership from American individual markets. So you have two of those three still in, and obviously that's going to be a lot of people. Montreal obviously is going to draw a lot of attention from a Canadian market, but I mean, Vegas Anaheim, for example, it's super fun for you and I and the casual hockey fan, but those aren't markets that are, it's not leading the programming because of those two teams, right? And
yeah,
same with Colorado and Minnesota. So I don't, the rating thing is always kind of funny to me because I think we overly worry about the ratings. It's funny for me to be saying this to you, Gavin, because you're one of the few people who actually has to worry about ratings, obviously not in a TV space, but in a radio space, you have to work on that. So
correct.
I think the better way, Gavin, to flip this is to flip this back to you, and maybe you can speak a little from experience and help enlighten some people. When it comes to the ratings and everything like that, who do they matter to? And I think that's the best way to kind of, is do they matter to the teams? Do they matter to the advertisers? I figure you're as someone who actually lives in that world in some perspective, educate us for a bit here on that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. It matters to the advertising. And that, and that's big, specifically, I think, for the NHL as someone who doesn't have the largest of TV contracts. So, yes, ratings matter as far as bringing in revenue. That is key because the larger the audience, the more that businesses want to be involved. So, yes, when, for instance, I'll give a specific example, Cowboys Philadelphia week here on The Fan, we will see an increase in ratings just because of the teams and the history between the two teams. And I think that is a pretty fair comparison as far as the teams that are in the NHL, where if you have two non-traditional teams, and you're right, Buffalo pulls a big rating for NHL playoffs. I love looking at that city and what they do, and their team wasn't even involved. I can't imagine if their team's in it. But yes, I think that advertisers want, from a national perspective also, to be in certain markets. In other words, as much as we don't necessarily think the LA Kings are like this amazing, you know, franchise, not one of the original six, you can still get that LA market interest, even though it might not be as big as a Boston. But when you have that interest, you bring in such a large population that there is more interest from an advertiser perspective. So that's what I would say to that. I mean, ultimately, they want to draw the biggest crowds possible.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing to think about with the hockey advertising perspective is the US dollar versus the Canadian dollar. Yes. is another dynamic the NHL deals with a little bit more. Like, obviously, at the end of the day, for some other sports, they don't care about, like, obviously they have Canadian TV deals for the NBA and MLB and everything like that. But for the United States, something you can probably touch on a little bit, Gavin, the league would never say they're not happy a Canadian team hasn't won the Stanley Cup since 1993, that means that there's been an American champion in sponsorship dollars for American-sized sponsorship dollars every year since
1993. Absolutely. You are correct. And that is massive. I think sometimes the flip side, though, and this is where the Winter Classic gained so much popularity, is I think people forget the first one was in the middle of a snowstorm, Pittsburgh-Buffalo. And I remember I saw it on social media and I'm like, oh man, I got to tune in. And the ratings became huge. Well, last night I saw a text from a friend of mine who's a passive hockey fan. And he said, this Colorado-Minnesota game is awesome. So I think sometimes the market can be superseded by a game that is just back and forth. Now, traditional hockey fans like you and I, we find it fun, but we're like, I don't, you know, this was just crazy. This is an anomaly. But games like that, similar to like a 48 to 42 football game, let's just say, that can bring in passive viewership or listenership.
Yeah, I think a high scoring game brings more people in. Yep. And I also think there's something great about the duality of the game, right? Like I can find interest and intrigue in that 2-1 Tampa Montreal game.
Yep.
And like, I think they all kind of work in tandem to bring more people in, and that's good. And you want those games to be, I think you want someone to leave the game, Gavin, right? Like having watched that, be like, you know what? I'll watch another hockey game. And yep. If that's what someone took out of it, I think you're doing the right thing. And so having the occasional slugfest would be great.
Yeah, I know it's part of our job, but I mean, I was locked into the game 7. So that was good. Hey, guys, this is going to be just a small example of the off-season programming you're going to get on Spits and Suds. Quickly, Sean, what do you have coming up with your Shapshot Substack?
Yep. So I haven't decided what the exact topic will be. I'm just going to kind of diagnose, and Robert Tiffin was there, so go read anything Robert wrote from Exit Interview today. But I'll probably do something, probably sleep on some of the news and notes from today and probably do something that I have. We've got that coming. I'll do something off of the, I know it might be painful for Stars fans, but I will do some game coverage off some of the remaining games for the rest of the playoffs. Have some fun with that. So, as we get closer to some other bigger events, Memorial Cup, things like that, I'm going to have some fun with that. So basically, my pitch is stick around. We'll have some fun in the hockey world. Don't know what everything will be, but I think that's one of the kind of the joys about it too.
Absolutely. The information will always be flowing from Sean Shapiro at Sean Shapiro on Twitter/X. And that's where you'll see him release any of his articles, whether it's through Elite Prospects or whether it's through his Shap Shots, which is his Substack. Also writes for D Magazine. And don't forget to subscribe to Algorithmically Incorrect and support both Sean and Robert with their new YouTube show/podcast. Sean, thanks as always, man. Look forward to catching up soon.
Sounds good, Gavin. I hope we do it again later this week.
Absolutely. That is another episode in the books for Spits and Suds. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us. For producer Gregory Finley and the on-time experts, I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Until our next podcast, enjoy the playoff hockey, everyone.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.